ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1580 The Bet, WJFK AM Morningside, and WJFK HD3 Manassas. Always live on the free Odyssey app, DC's home for wagertainment. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
It is the third and final hour of You Better You Bet on this fabulous Sports Friday. Chris Mack, in for Nick Kostos here on Westwood One Sports. We are presented by BetMGM. Always live inside the Westwood One Sports app, inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY, and live across North America on Sirius XM channel 375. Hello as well to all of our wonderful affiliates. We welcome you in as West Virginia head coach Rich Rodriguez will join us in 25 minutes. We'll talk to him and preview the season. We've had plenty of back and forth about the SEC and the Big Ten. Kurt Cignetti lobbing grenades at the SEC and everybody going back and forth. I love college football media days. And Rich Rodriguez, I know, will pull no punches, both about his own team and just how he feels about college football in general. So we'll get to him in a little more than 20 minutes here on Westwood One Sports. But it was almost exactly a week ago at this time. It's right around 11:35 Eastern, last Friday morning. We were sitting here just, I don't even remember what randomness I was talking about at that point in time, but it was certainly random at that point in time as compared to the breaking news that came down, which was that LeBron James would be going to Philadelphia to join the 76ers. And who better to talk to about this than a guy I love spending some time with every Friday when I get to fill in for Nick here on You Better You Bet. Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell joins us, a Friedell Friday, as he's ready to head on over to Wrigley for an afternoon game between the Yankees and the Cubs. Will you be taking part in a beer snake out there in the bleachers this afternoon, Nick?
I did the other day when I was here a couple weeks ago, Chris. I'm not going to the bleachers today. The bleachers are cool in spurts. I want to be a little closer if I can be.
Got to pace yourself. I get it. We're at that age now. You can't hammer it back the way you used to. Otherwise, right, the whole weekend is gone. Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai and the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So let's just rewind the clock a week ago to last Friday morning. What was your initial reaction around this time last Friday when you heard the news that LeBron was going to Philly?
It makes plenty of sense on the surface, Chris, that the Sixers are really good. They got a lot of talented pieces. The thing that struck me instantly was, man, how does LeBron think Joel Embiid is going to stay healthy in the postseason? Because they've got so many different talented guys up top at the front of that roster, but you're going to need Embiid. If this is all about winning the title and you told me that Embiid could stay healthy, then great. I think they can have a legitimate chance to not only get through the Knicks in the East, but then San Antonio, OKC, whoever comes out in the West. But nothing, absolutely nothing that we've seen in the last few years lead me to believe that Embiid can stay healthy for the 2 months between April and June. I just don't believe it. So I think it's cool that LeBron is trying something new. The Miami thing would have just been a rerun of what we've already seen. That team wasn't good enough. Cleveland with Harden and Donovan Mitchell, no thank you. When you look at Philly, that part makes sense. But unless there is something that nobody knows that has not been made public, that was the first thought that ran through my mind. Wow, it's Philly. Why is he trusting Embiid that much?
Was it simply the Jaylen Brown effect? I mean, I think that's the reaction. When we saw Rich Paul break down the whiteboard a couple weeks ago, right, with Max Kellerman, we all went, oh, okay, he's definitely thought about Philly a little bit more seriously than any of us had given it credit for because of Jaylen Brown. So LeBron learned last year, especially down the stretch in L.A., to be accepting of a role that he hasn't been accustomed to this point yet in his career, which is, hey, sometimes you're number three on the court on a given night. Is he going to be accepting of some nights, maybe not just being number three, maybe being number four or even number five in what is probably, at least on paper, the most talented starting five in the league?
The answer is yes. I think at this stage, Chris, LeBron has to be the fill-in-the-gaps guy. And it's weird to say about one of the greatest players of all time, but when you're at this advanced age and you've played all these minutes, the reality is if somebody goes down, LeBron knows where to play all over the floor. So he has to just kind of be whatever they need him to be night to night, and he can pick his spots. But this is the same type of conversation with Embiid. If you're acquiring LeBron, you want him to help and you want him to teach the younger guys and get them more comfortable. But you are bringing him to your team so that he can help you in the playoffs. So it's all a dress rehearsal. I mean, they need to find their rhythm, certainly. You can't just throw five guys out there and say, okay, go get them. The Sixers have talent. They don't have that much talent. So regular season does have some importance, but this is all about getting to the middle of April and seeing how everything fits. So in that regard, exactly what type of position he plays, we'll see. But he's going to play all over the place because he needs to be the guy that can teach everybody else where they need to be. And there's no greater teacher than somebody that the entirety of that roster and the whole league still respects at such a high level.
There's been a lot made, especially by Celtics fans this offseason, about Jaylen Brown and maybe his reticence to once again share the court with Jason Tatum or any other star for that matter. It was a big belief of some people that that was one of the reasons he was comfortable leaving Boston was because he expressed how much he enjoyed this year, getting to be the man. Is there any inkling you think that maybe Jaylen Brown is once again, if this year doesn't produce a title run, is going to look around and say, man, I really wish I was the guy. I'm definitely not the guy. But there's no hope of him being the guy in Philly as long as Tyrese Maxey is around.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And only Jaylen Brown is going to know how he feels at the end of this season. But, Chris, I'm with you. If he thought he was going to a team where he could finally prove I'm the man and I'm the guy, as far as the hierarchy goes, he's not one, and there are going to be nights where he isn't two either. So I think it all kind of depends on how comfortable he feels in a new situation. It's why I understand the hope and the hype around this team, but I wouldn't bet on the Sixers this year. On top of my concerns with Embiid staying healthy, how do all those pieces fit? Where Jaylen Brown, he loved being the guy. There was no Tatum. He could get seemingly whatever he wanted. He's a hell of a player. But is he going to be okay riding a shotgun to other guys down the stretch of games again? I mean, where does everybody fit? There are a lot of egos in play, and there's only one ball. And I don't blame Philly at all for doing what they've done, but especially in this first year, I wouldn't put my money near them because I don't buy that you can make it all come together in year one. And so to the point about Jaylen Brown, if you said, all right, he still feels good about Philly a year from now, okay, but let's see how the season plays out. Let's see how he performs, and let's see how far they go. I don't see them being able to get all the way through the East 1 year in with trying to add the players in play like Jaylen Brown and LeBron and seeing what that works with their core.
Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell with us here on Westwood One Sports. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai and by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it makes every day epic at HyundaiUSA.com. The complexion of the Eastern Conference obviously changes when you see LeBron James sign in Philly. The odds board is up right there on the screen next to our faces for those watching the show. And Philly's at the top at plus 350. The Knicks return most of their roster intact. The Celtics obviously take a half step, if not a full step back in losing Jaylen Brown. The Raptors, it seems, will have Kawhi Leonard in the fold. The Pistons are coming off the best record in the conference. The Cavs bring back Harden and Mitchell, as you mentioned, the Heat trade for Giannis. The one team that doesn't get talked about at all, that's only 14 months removed from an NBA Finals appearance, is Indiana. Do the Pacers, do you think, are being sort of inadvertently left off of everyone's radar after their season without Halliburton?
Well, Chris, to be fair, I don't think they're usually on people's radar even when they're good. So I don't think the Pacers is somebody that we're talking about much in general. To your point, though, they were just there. The problem is that Halliburton suffered the awful injury. And so as far as this year goes and why they're not in the conversation, I think they can have a nice year. I just never believed that when you're coming off that serious of an injury, in that first year back, everything clicks and comes together. They might well continue to add, and Halliburton may look good, but I think he's going to be a lot better a year and a half from now than he will be going into next season, just because we don't know exactly how he's going to look, and we don't know what level he'll be at when he does return. So I think the Pacers are poised to really improve from whatever the hell that was last year, which was a mess. I just don't think they're going to get back to the level that we've seen them at in short order. That takes time, and those kind of injuries, they're awful, but that's pro sports in a nutshell.
The Warriors were one of those teams that was sort of right on the periphery of the LeBron conversation most of the time. Actually, at the forefront of the LeBron conversation for a weekend there back in June. And then they don't land LeBron, and they've really done nothing appreciable in bringing in outside talent this offseason. They did extend Draymond Green. They got that worked out a couple days ago. So what is the reaction, maybe not just amongst the fans out in the Bay Area, but amongst the players on that team, especially the veteran core of Curry and Draymond? Are they pushing the organization to do something before the end of this offseason? Do they feel like they can somehow piece together one more run?
There's certainly frustration, Chris, internally, that they can't turn it around into something more right now. But specific to Draymond and Steph, I think they also understand that if you start giving away first-round picks now, in this era of the league, they've never been more valuable. So unless you are acquiring somebody that is going to take you to a completely different level, if you swing and you're just a little bit better, that's your team. You're stuck. So as frustrating as it is for a team that's used to winning at the highest level, I think a lot of the people internally, and that goes all the way to the top with Steph and Draymond, I think they understand. Draymond, I've talked to him about it enough. He's always been open about the fact that he appreciates what he and Steph and Klay Thompson built. He doesn't want them to just trade all these picks and be awful a few years from now when everybody's gone and they got to start over. So that's one part of it. The second part is the fans, the people that have been around this team and followed them for years, they are pissed. They are so used to that team being so good And they can't believe that this team that was so mediocre last year is going to be more than likely another mediocre team this year, aside from the addition of Yaxel Lendeborg. It's about the exact same group, and they're waiting for Jimmy Butler. So there is a large dichotomy between Group A and Group B. What I would tell you is, at least from where I sit, I think the Warriors are making the right move this summer. They didn't land LeBron. There was hope it was going to happen. It didn't happen. But that doesn't mean that you go trade away all your picks for Jaylen Brown or Anthony Davis or somebody at that level, because they're going to make you better, but they're not going to make you nearly as good as you need to be to get back up towards the top of the West with San Antonio and OKC.
I mentioned a couple minutes ago when I was running down the list of possible contenders in the Eastern Conference, Nick, that we think Kawhi will be a Raptor this year. And it seems that given the pace of the NBA's investigation into whether the Clippers circumvented the cap or not in signing Kawhi a couple years ago, that's probably going to keep Kawhi in Toronto unless there's some sort of snap judgment in the next 2.5 months. I mentioned it a couple minutes ago. Nick Kostos mentioned it yesterday here on this show. I'm having a hard time as a sports fan in general getting angry about this. It's not to say I don't care about teams finding a way to circumvent the cap and the competitive imbalance it would create, because that competitive balance is so crucial to why the NBA has been so fun to watch over the last 6, 7, 8 years. But can you break it down? Explain it to us like we're 5-year-olds. Why we should care about what's going on with Kawhi and the investigation into the Clippers and Ballmer and everything else, and whether it can actually have a practical impact on the games we want to watch this season.
The reason people should care, and the reason that people inside the league and certainly with different teams are so upset, Chris, is because they don't want the rules bent to a level where it's just the wild, wild west behind the scenes. If you allow whatever is alleged to have happened in this Kawhi deal to happen, then you're saying that all it's going to take are some backroom deals that nobody really knows about that may or may not come to the forefront years later, and you can squeeze teams out of millions of dollars, but you can bend the rules. So I think the short answer is people should care because they want things to be on the up and up. And if your favorite team wants to go sign superstar A and doesn't for reasons that are beyond the control of whatever the cap rules are, then that's why fans are and should be upset. What I would tell you is the league has done itself no favors in all this, because it's been such a huge distraction and it's been ongoing for months and months and months. They need to just wrap this thing up and be done. The longer it goes, the more frustrated fans are just going to be like, who cares? And the reality is they should care to a point, because you don't want everything to turn into college athletics. Like, you don't want everything to become, okay, who's got the most money? And it doesn't always have to be the most legal money, just the most money, period. And we'll get whoever we want in here. I think there has to be some sort of framework of rules that everybody has to be aligned on. And when that doesn't happen, that's when you get some really, really pissed off people.
Nick, love catching up with you as always. Enjoy the rest of your summer. We will talk again soon, my friend. Just a couple old styles this afternoon. No beer snake.
Just a couple. I like that. But it's always good to be with you, buddy. I appreciate you having me all year. I look forward to talking again soon when this gets rolling again.
Absolutely. Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk again soon. Insider Calls brought to you by Hyundai and by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it makes every day epic at HyundaiUSA.com. And I think that's the key with the Kawhi thing there. Yes, I know we should care, because of the competitive imbalance it could create when you've got Steve Ballmer's running around allegedly providing backroom deals to superstars to circumvent the cap. It's just, as Nick said there, very hard to continue caring about it at the level you should when the story just lingers and lingers and lingers. I am curious to see. I think it's the most fascinating part of the LeBron signing in Philly, what the dynamics are like when that team hits a skid at some point, because you know it's going to happen. Every NBA team hits a point at some span of the season where it could get testy. How testy does it get in that locker room between LeBron and Jaylen Brown and Tyrese Maxey? And it's going to be the most fascinating story league-wide all year long. Thanks again to Nick for making the time. Coming up here on Westwood One Sports, the SEC and the Big Ten are pulling pins and lobbing grenades at each other while the rest of college football gets ready for, well, the football season. We'll go down some country roads and talk to one of my favorites. West Virginia head coach Rich Rodriguez joins us next here on You Better You Bet.
Imagine a sports platform that talks with you, not at you. Your stories, your opinions, your one destination. This is Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's no secret, today's diesel isn't as good as it should be. Diesel lacks lubricity. That can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. But you can prevent those issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy while adding 4 times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at HotshotSecret.com. Hotshot Secret. Powered by science.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Ryotbac 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Ryotbac 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!